Welcome to episode 127 of the Active Photographer Podcast, your behind-the-scenes glimpse into the day-to-day life of a working professional photographer, with me, Giles Babbage. Now, the keener-eyed amongst you will have noticed that there's not really been a lot of activity on the Active Photographer over the past month. This is just quite simply because it's been a really hectic time, both inside and outside of work. Thankfully, though, I'm now at a point where things have settled down for 5 minutes, and in this week's show, I'm bringing you up to date with the reasons behind the silence. So, let's get straight on with it. Welcome, one and all, to The Active Photographer, episode 127. So, finally, I am getting the chance to have a bit of a catch-up and tell you guys just why it's been so quiet on the Active Photographer website. Today, I have in front of me all sorts of cases and bags and various luggage and all this sort of thing. It has just been a mad month. It started, in fact, do you know what, I can't even think where it started. Going back a few weeks, I had the outdoor trade show, which I go to every year. And as I'm talking, I'm just really having a sort out of my kit and probably talk a bit about that in due course. But going back some weeks now, and in fact, I may have my, I think I have my official pass in front of me. Here we go. Okay, so it was around about the 8th to the 11th of September, so it's coming up to 3 weeks or so. I went up to Stoneleigh Park in Warwickshire to the Outdoor Trade Show, which I go to every year, which gives me a chance to speak to a lot of the big manufacturers from the outdoor world. So people like Van Gogh are always there, high-tech footwear are there, so many manufacturers that you will have heard me talk about or test some of their equipment. And also it's a great networking opportunity because I get to talk to people that maybe I haven't spoken to before. So in one of my bags here, I've got various catalogues and brochures and what have you. Life Venture, people that make sort of adventure products for travel and what have you. And what's this? This is from a distributor, a company that does everything from sort of general purpose knives and hunting knives right through to, what have we got here, sort of Zippo lighters. They're a distributor for that. Torches. There's sort of accessories like gear ties and little, what have we got here, like carabiners and S-beaners and all that sort of thing. And also Leatherman tools, that sort of thing. So that was a really, really good show this year. I stayed overnight. I camped out there, which was brilliant because it only cost me £8 to stay overnight, which is it made a great difference to having to travel and or get a hotel and what have you. But that was, I guess, the first thing. And then, now what happened there? I had that, and I think the day after I had a shoot up in London, which was, I had an early start, and then it got back, had an early start, and I had to meet my client at about 11:30 in the morning before driving up to London, North London, and we did the shoot from about 2 o'clock through to about 8:30 in the evening. Then I had to come back, excuse me, coughing. Then I had to come back and prepare kit. I think I had a day in between, and then I had 4 days at Goodwood in West Sussex for the Goodwood Revival. And even today, actually, I've started writing an article, which I hope will be, it'll either be before this goes live or just after, about some of the photographs that I produced when I was at Goodwood. And a lot of you will be aware of Goodwood and what have you. If you're not sure, just go into the search bar on the Active Photographer webpage and type in Goodwood, G-O-O-D-W-O-O-D, and there'll be a load of articles that come up. So that was that. And then I had of course, the editing process. And actually, now is a good time to get another one of my cases up here because there's a load of kit here which was used at Goodwood. Had the really good Goodwood Revival. It's vintage, vintage theme and motor racing, what have you. and that was, it was a good event. And I came away with somewhere in the region of about 3,000 pictures, which I had to edit my way through. Those then got delivered. And that was really good. But then once that was done, that was basically 3 or 4 days shooting, and then I had about 4 days of editing. Then I had to edit through the pictures from the London job. Now, usually, what I like to do is I like to put... I usually like to say to clients, okay, well, we'll do this shoot, say for argument, say it was on a Monday, then assuming I'm out of the office all day Monday, I'll do the editing either the Monday afternoon if I'm back, or if not, on the Tuesday. So the pictures are usually delivered, whether it's through the back end of my website or whether it's through DVD. A lot of people still like DVDs. Usually it's within 24 to 48 hours. So that didn't happen this time, just because I was under a deadline for the Goodwood pictures. They had to take prominence, and I did make it very clear to my client from the London shoot that there would be a slight delay just because of the nature of what we're talking about, and they're okay with that. You know, as long as you make it clear to people, they're generally fine with it. So that was done, and then. I was trying to think now, it's all been so hectic. So that was finished. Then I got those pictures edited, dropped them in, had a chat with the client at their office, and they're very happy with that. And then I thought, oh, that's brilliant. I've got a chance now this coming week to have a couple of days off just to recharge myself, think about following up from the outdoors show, because I didn't have a chance to do that yet. And do you know that the Monday, the following Monday as it was then, was actually my birthday. And of course I got a cold just about the day before, which is really no surprise because it has happened in the past. You know, you're rushing around so much and you know, you don't stop, and just when you think you're going to slow down, something crops up and you have to jump to it, and you have to supply pictures or run off to do a shoot or have a meeting or something. And of course everything caught up with me and I got a cold. Between having a cold and some other stuff that was going on outside of work this past week, every time I have planned to sit down to write something for the website or to put together a podcast, something has happened which, you know, it's outside of work, it's to do with work, you know, it stopped me getting on with stuff. So I can only apologise. I know that you guys have been without content for a few weeks, but, you know, I suppose my get out clause is the fact that The Active Photographer is a site based on the day-to-day activities of my working life as a photographer. So if I do get ill, or if I do have commitments that take me away from it, it's just the nature of the beast. It's just what happens. So as I am here today, I'm just going through my kit and making sure things like my speed lights. I've got here a couple of Nikon SB800 speed lights, which I still use. Just opening up the battery compartments, making sure that I haven't forgotten to take any batteries out, because you don't want to be leaving batteries in the compartments, just in case they, you know, corrosion kicks in or anything like that. So what I'm doing, I'm actually unpacking at the moment this bag. It's a hang on, I've got my office cat come in here. Hello, matey. You right? I think he's wondered where I've been recently. I don't seem to have, it feels like I haven't been around much. So yes, I'm just going through this bag here, and it's actually made by a company called Coordinate Gear, and I have been checking out one of their rucksacks. It's like a modular system, And hopefully, and I say hopefully because given the recent history, we shall see, but hopefully the review for that shouldn't be far off. And it's actually been, I've been sort of really impressed with it. It's a rucksack design, it's modular, so you can change compartments and sort of clip things on, this, that and the other. Really nice, strong fabric that it's got. But that was actually a bag which I've used over the last few shoots where I've not really needed to carry kit around much. However, it has been handy to have the rucksack sort of feature on there. So in there, I've got... Oops, I've got a zip stuck on... I've also got a Pelly case in front of me here. It's the 1510. A lot of you will be familiar with that because I've written a review. And of course, I'll link to that in the show notes here. But I've got... Oops, got the Pelly case here, and I'm just putting... just emptying out, getting things like batteries. They go in a certain compartment. I am being closely watched by Penfold, my office cat. Hello, matey. He's been in the wars as well. He cut his paw in the past week or so. So, in amongst other things, I had to make emergency trips to the vet to make sure he was all okay and all sorts of things. He's not been happy because we've had to keep him in and make sure he's not got any dirt in his paw and stuff. So he's being a bit clingy at the moment. But so I'm just emptying the stuff out of this this case here, the Coordinate Gear bag, and I've got things like pens and memory card cases and even things like headache pills, you know. So this is not a bag that I use day to day, so I don't need to leave everything in there. But what I'm doing is just transferring stuff across into my Pelly case, which is, as a lot of you know, is my sort of go-to case just because they are so sturdy. And I've also got here some zinc oxide plaster tape, which a lot of people won't know what that is. It's basically it's kind of a handy sort of medical tape. You can buy it in your local pharmacy, or in this country we've got Boots, and I don't know, a lot of you guys over in the States, I don't know what your standard high street sort of general store is for things like headache pills and what have you. You can tell I've still got a bit of a cough left over, but I use that zinc oxide tape for a number of reasons. One, if I'm at an event and I'm rushing around lots and I might be changing lenses lots or moving stands or lighting and what have you, I freely admit I have a slight paranoia about losing my wedding ring. Now, it's not loose. It takes a bit of force to take it off, but it would just be my luck to be in the middle of a massive site or a woodland or something, and you know, the one time I don't just put a bit of tape around to hold it in, I would lose it. So I'm a bit of paranoia there, but you know, it is what it is. I'd rather do that, and it doesn't get in the way of my picture making or anything like that. So that's something I have there. Again, number of pens. Do you know, I very rarely have to buy pens because I go to these events and they kind of give them away, and you know, I'm happy to spread the word for people, a bit of, you know, branding and what have you. So what I'm doing is just changing. I've got business cards to put away as well, all that sort of thing. There we go. But do you know, I am actually really looking forward to sitting down and just writing for the website again. I mean, it's been a while, and there are things like, a lot of you know that I write articles for Wex Photographic, who are an online retailer. You've probably seen their badge at the side of the website. You know, things like stuff has cropped up where I had a deadline to meet the other day, and I just, some days before, I had to send an email and say, look, it's just not going to happen. So that's something that's coming up over the next week or so. But in my Pelly case now, I've got a couple of speed lights. I've got a Nikon D3, Nikon D800. Both of these I've been using just over recent weeks because they're, you know, good, rugged cameras. Oh, that was the other thing I was meant to be doing. Good God, I was meant to be doing this shoot. I've written about it, and I'll link to this in the show notes. Working with Force 10 and Vango, as you know I do, but working with some Force 10 tents to do a bit of a concept photo shoot, and it was all set to happen this past week, and even though I had a cold, I thought, you know, damn it, I'm gonna make it happen. And then just on a logistical side of things, I was in touch with the person from the location, and it didn't get confirmed. And at the last minute, I had to pull it, which was very frustrating because I've been trying for months to make this shoot happen. And that's just the nature of the beast, as they say. You know, that's just what happens. You can plan and plan, and stuff just kind of gets in the way. You know, it's just what it is. But it's important. I say, I haven't even had a time to sit down and, you know, it's like, for example, here I've got in the one of the top compartments of this coordinate gear bag, I've got the programs, the books, the booklets that go with the Goodwood Revival. I haven't owned some energy bars. There we go. Which I always have energy bars. They just kind of keep me going. One other thing that I will be writing about also, that reminds me. One of the things that I received for my birthday was a food dehydrator. Now, I know a lot of you, especially my friends in the US, a lot of people love beef jerky. And I know it seems to be more popular in America. If you're in South Africa, you'd call it biltong. In this country, you tend to mainly just get it... just sort of in these small packets. They're very, but relative to what they are, they're pretty expensive. And so I've, for a long, long time, been thinking about whether I should maybe get a food dehydrator, make some for myself. And I'm rubbish when it comes to birthday presents. I never know what I want. I'm not a materialistic person. So I actually said to my family, I said, you know what? It would be really nice to get a dehydrator. Then I can make my own. So this past weekend, I actually made a batch of beef jerky with like a teriyaki sort of marinade. And that, you know, that was really nice. We also did dried out some tomatoes. So, you know, you're familiar with sun-dried tomatoes. But those worked out really well as well. So I'm really inspired by this. Now, the reason I mention this, and of course, a lot of you are listening to this for the photography aspect, you know, food on the go and healthy snacks and nutrition is important to me. You know, I like to eat well, certainly sort of 90% of the time when I can and what have you. But things like jerky, when I'm out on shoots or like even today, I went into town, went into a sort of a cafe and other places, and I had to sit down, just sat there with my laptop to get on with some work. And I just took a small bag of jerky, and it actually kept me going. And I had a green tea as well. So I know a lot of people are interested in this side of things. So I will put together a little article about... I don't know, I haven't decided yet. It might be about my first attempts at drying, or why this is a good move for me when I'm on the go. And certainly in the outdoors, you want lightweight snacks and what have you. So that was the other thing. Now... this is going to be a little bit noisy, maybe. This is just, there's a rain cover for the coordinate gear rucksack. Now, one thing I will tell you about this bag is part sort of, that will be spoken about in the review. It has this rain cover, but do you know what? It doesn't actually keep the rain out. And to be fair, looking at it, it's not, it's just like a nylon sort of, albeit fairly thick material. The water does seep through, so it's really good as like a dust cover, or if there's a very light shower. But when it comes to the heavier stuff, it's really, really not ideal. So what I'm going to do, I've just got a spare carabiner clip, which actually Coordinate Gear, they supply all these carabiners. It's how their straps attach and what have you. Just trying to remember where it came from, because I know I borrowed it from another case. Doesn't really matter. I will just leave it in here and then I'll find it next time I need it. That is pretty much empty. So I hope you can see from my various ramblings today that it has been an absolute, I won't say nightmare, because it has been a very productive time in the most part. There have been some occasions like this past week this past week, I had all this stuff to do, and for one reason or another, I'm sorry if I just knocked the mic there, I think I might have done. For one reason or another, this past week was, it just became a write-off, and I'm no good at, I mean, I can take time off, and I'm always good at knowing when I need to, if I can feel that I'm, you know, it feels I'm going to get ill, or if I feel, over the last, say, 10 or 12 years, there have been three occasions where I have been right on the brink of exhaustion, and I have realised it, and I have just basically shut up shop and said, right, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to go into a cupboard here, if you wonder why the sound changes. There we go. Oops. There's another little tripod which needs to go into a case. I'm good at telling when I need to have a rest. And, you know, this past week, I really didn't want to have to take more than maybe about 2 days off, because I knew how much I had to do. And there's, even on top of paid commitments, I had other stuff that I was going to be helping people out with and talking to people. And I was going to be talking to people at a school as well, or a college I do every year. Anyway, so basically, yeah, I kind of forced myself, along with the gentle guidance of my wife, who was obviously keen to make sure that I didn't overdo it, I decided to write the week off, which kind of, it was the right thing to do, I know it was, but it doesn't make it any easier when I have so much to do. Just going to have a sip of tea. As much as anything, just to save my voice, because it's starting to tickle a little bit, where my throat's drying out a bit. So it has been pretty hectic, all in all. And as I say, I've got all these various kit bags in front of me, stuff to sort out and what have you. I also need to buy another lens hood for my... I've got in front of me here, I've got a Nikon 24-70 AFS. It's a f2.8 lens. Lovely, fast lens and what have you. And I actually need to... I broke some while ago the lens hood. The actual lens hood itself, I've got it here. The actual lens hood itself is still solid, but if you know the newer Nikon lens hoods, they've got, rather than the old ones, used to be you put them on the front of the lens and you twist it and it kind of locked into place, and then you turned it the other way to unlock it and it was dead simple. They have engineered such a simple thing so that it's got this mechanism in here with like a push button thing and a bit of metal thing, what have you. Well, I accidentally pranged it and I snapped off the actual metal release mechanism is all there, but the actual plastic kind of sheared off in, oh crikey, about four or five places, and basically I can't use it. And it costs, I think there's something like, I've seen everywhere from, the average seems to be about £18 or £20 just for a piece of plastic. And I'm not tight, and you know, I will replace it. It's not worth going for the own brand ones, they never fit as well. But just where I've been so busy, I just haven't got round to replacing it. So there is an article coming up which will feature this this ill-fated lens hood. You will see, I won't necessarily go into all the details, but I will allude to it. But yeah, it's just been absolutely hectic. So today I just wanted to kind of bring you guys up to date a little bit. Apologise for the sort of radio silence. You know, even times when I have thought, oh, I must just quickly go and put something out just to let everyone know that, you know, stuff has happened and I've got to take care of this, that and the other. I've managed it on, say, Facebook or on Twitter, but I've just not, and I do feel bad about this, and I know a lot of you will probably say, don't worry, you know, when you release stuff and you publish articles, it's all good and what have you. I know some people get a bit funny when they haven't heard from me for a while. Some people even send me a message and say, are you all right? Which is very nice, very kind. But, I do feel bad because, for one thing, you know, I need to put regular content out just to keep the site sort of buoyant. Obviously, people that have an interest when it comes to advertising and, you know, that sort of thing, they want to see that the site is continually updated, and obviously they're going to be reaching their audience. So, you know, I need to rectify that. This last week should have been the time to do it. That didn't happen. So, fingers crossed. And I've made the mistake of sort of saying, oh, yes, I'm off to do this today, and announcing it through Twitter, saying, good morning, everyone, looking forward to a productive day. And then something's happened which has just thwarted my plans. It happens, but it just doesn't make it any easier for me. I know, I've been rambling on at a pace here. I don't know how long I've been speaking. Let's have a look. Oh, almost 25 minutes. Well, there we go. So, what more can I add? There's a number of things. Just going back to the outdoor show. That's the other thing I will just say. I have recorded other audio. I have managed to record audio as I've been going along. Various things coming back from OTS and coming back from other shoots or this, that, and the other, and it's on the hard drive somewhere, and I'm planning very much to let it see the light of day because that's why I recorded it. It might be that you hear me say, well, this is something that I recorded a few weeks ago as I was going about this, and you know, here it is, what have you. But, you know, it's all of interest. I know you guys, you know, liked it. I'd rather have stuff that I release retrospectively when I get the chance, when things have sort of calmed down a bit, than not give you the benefit of sharing the information about that. I've also got, if you could see the back end of of the Active Photographer, on the drafts page, there are all these articles that are, even if I've just put the title and then in the body text, just put, this is an article about dot, 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 whatever. I've got all these articles that are just waiting. You know, I keep thinking of these ideas when I'm out and about, and I'll quickly make a note of them if I've got a scrap of a paper or a serviette or, you know, I mean, even sometimes I'll write something on something like a box of batteries or something, you know. So I've got stuff waiting to go. I've got competitions that I need to speak to manufacturers that have agreed to supply some products for not just for review, but also to give stuff away. So, for example, I'll be doing a test and review of something hopefully fairly shortly, which doesn't need a long-term test. I will know within a few weeks, that whether it's worked properly, whether it's, you know, I will have tested the bounds of it pretty much enough to review it. But I'm hoping to tie in a competition with that for your benefit, so that, and it's open to you know, to everyone basically, but I've got to iron out the details, but the point is, there is all this content which is waiting to happen just as soon as I can make it happen. And where's some wood? Touch wood. Superstitions and all that. Touch wood. It's going to happen over this next week. Things have hopefully calmed down a little bit. That even with other shoots that are planned and signed off ready and what have you, I will be able to make it happen. The big killer from this past this past few weeks has been the fact that, you know, a lot of my shoots, I don't shoot more than, you know, sort of 150, 200 pictures, something like that. Sometimes I'll only shoot maybe 50 or sometimes 5, you know. more and more I'm moving away from the thousands of pictures type shoots. But, you know, happy to shoot events like the Goodwood stuff and what have you. But over this last few weeks, I had the Goodwood Revival, which was thousands of pictures. I then had this shoot up in London, which required me to shoot somewhere in the region of about 1,000 pictures. Now, the client didn't get 1,000 pictures because there were duplicates, there were throwaway shots that obviously we chose not to use. But as a result, it meant that I just had a big block of editing, which, you know, again, going back to the nature of what I do and the website, that had to be my priority. It was just unfortunate. It's just timing. It's just what happens. So there we go. One final thing about kits. Obviously, you tailor your kit to the job in hand. And typically, I've got in front of me what I've used over this last few weeks. So I've got a Pelly 1510 roller case. And as I said before, I'll link to the review I did of that. And there's a video. You can check that out. Actually, one of the most popular videos I've ever released, funnily enough. But that is my sort of go-to bags. I've also got a Pelly... what's this one? This is a 1500. It's quite an older case now. That's that case I tend to have my laptop and cables in it. So, for example, the shoot in London, we shot and then we reviewed the pictures. Could have shot tethered, but actually we just did a load of stuff. And when we had a break, we just backed up the pictures to the hard drive and were able to open up Adobe Bridge and just work through the pictures to see what we've done. I've also got a long case, a Manfrotto, like over-the-shoulder type tripod case that has typically had a carbon fibre tripod in it. It's had a monopod sometimes. Also a little compact Manfrotto tripod, which I use for behind-the-scenes stuff. Oh, that reminds me. Blimey, I've got another video to release to you. When I was on a camping out somewhere, I was talking about nighttime photography, and I actually, just as I was packing up, I did a little video talking about the basic kit that I use, the very scaled down for camping and what have you. I must dig that out. I've got several videos which are just waiting for me to put them together. Always better to have more content than not enough, I guess, but of course I have to actually get it released. So the other bag, that the big Pelly, the 1510, has got the D3, the D800, 24-70, a 10 to 20 mil, is that? 10 to 20 mil. I've got a 24-85 macro, which is my older lens but still really nice, an 80-200 AFS 2.8 telephoto lens there. I've had at other times I've got a 35mm f1.8 and a 50mm f1.8. Those are nice little lenses. And also a 2x converter for doubling the focal length of, say, my 80-200. A couple of speed lights, batteries, memory cards, accessories, business cards, various mounts and brackets, what have you. The only other thing is I've got this bag here, which I used to use a hell of a lot years ago when I was doing a lot of social photography. And where I was sort of walking around and needing a shoulder bag. This was quite a new development at the time. This is a low pro bag. This is a Stealth Reporter 650 AW, and I dare say they've got a sort of a newer version of it now. But this bag here, let me just check in if that's there. It was one of the first ones where they actually had a pocket that you could put your laptop in, which is just on every bag, it seems, now. But this is a bag. Now, I've got the basic sort of padding insert, but then taken out the dividers. And that, when I'm on location, that's got battery chargers, camera battery chargers, and extension cables, some spare batteries, phone charger. If I'm out all day, I'll charge my phone on there. So that's, I tend to keep all of my chargers and stuff in storage boxes. But that bag is brought out for, because it's fairly lightweight. I don't tend to use shoulder bags so much now, unless it's just a quick sort of walk around or something, because, you know, saving my back, my posture and what have you, and roller cases and rucksacks are the way forward. And certainly when you're in the outdoors and you're walking up a hillside, rucksacks are by far the best option, because you have the strap that goes around your waist, which means that the weight transfers to your hips rather than your back and your shoulders. And it makes perfect sense. So, I think, are you satisfied, dear listener, that I have brought you up to date with what's been going on? I hope I have. I hope that you can forgive my lack of content over the last few weeks. As I say, I am sorry. A lot of you won't care. You're just glad to be listening to this and to know there's more stuff coming. But I just wanted to bring you up to date and assure you that I haven't gone anywhere. I am still doing stuff. it's all there, waiting to be released. What I really want to do is lock myself away for a week and not be disturbed by anyone. Whether that will happen, I don't know. We'll have to see. But hopefully that has given you a bit of a roundup, and you can look forward to other stuff. And certainly there's, you know, now we're into October, so of course we are starting to think about the run-up to Christmas, and I want to be working with these manufacturers as well to talk to them about, in the build-up to Christmas, some sort of little kind of like initiatives, things that we can get going to supply sort of deals for you guys, some prizes and stuff, and just collaborations. You know, I'm big on collaborations, and I think that's the way forward for me. So lots of exciting stuff to come, still lots of busy times to come, but that's it. Hopefully we're all up to date. So if you've got any comments or any thoughts or any feedback or anything like that, you know me, I'm always happy to hear what you've got to say. You can get in touch in the usual ways. All the information's coming up shortly. But there we go. That's it. So for now, I will leave it there, and I'll look forward to bringing you all that other content in the coming days and coming weeks. So for now, I'll leave it there. It actually really feels good to be back in front of the computer again, putting together content for you all, and of course, I can't wait to share it with you over the coming weeks. You can check out all the show notes to this and other week's shows at theactivephotographer.com. If you'd like to get in touch directly, don't forget I'm on Twitter at Giles Babbage. There's the Facebook page, facebook.com/theactivephotographer. Or of course, send me a good old-fashioned email, giles@theactivephotographer.com. So thanks for listening, everyone. Take care, have a great week, and I will speak to you all very soon.
Member of the CurrentPhotographer.com podcast network. Find more great photography shows at CurrentPhotographer.com/podcasts.